Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be sitting in Edinburgh, Texas with Mayor Omar Ochoa today and really celebrating the Rio Grande Valley and cities like Edinburgh that are attracting so much to happen. Yeah. And that's both sides of the border. And so I'm really excited to dive into it, learn more about Mayor Ochoa, and thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. Always happy to talk about Edinburgh and the Rio Grande Valley. I think it is a wonderful place. Not enough people outside of this region know about it, so I love talking about it.
And you're originally from Edinburgh. You're a product of the public school system there and Absolutely. Have gone on to become an attorney. You've served the city as a city attorney, and you've been involved in the process of city building for some time in your career.
It's true. Yeah. Born and raised here in Edinburgh, did all of my schooling, all my public schooling here from elementary all the way through high school. I left for a little while, went to UT for undergrad and for my law degree, clerked in a couple of different states, ended up being a practicing attorney in Houston for several years, but had an opportunity to come back to the Rio Grande Valley and did just that. My entire family is down here. My dad was mayor of Edinburgh himself back in the 90s for 13 years. So really embedded, and I've seen this region grow a lot.
Well, and it's growing in such a successful way because we do see it on a national and international stage as it relates to the automotive industry, as it relates to space and a lot of that aerospace industry coming to Texas.
Yeah.
I've seen the Valley cities really get out of in front of that and promote it. And I think it has a lot to do with your story of, yes, you left for college and early career, but you're looking to get back to the Valley because you appreciated that quality of life and the opportunities that it provides.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. There's a lot going on here economically, right? Like you mentioned just a handful of the opportunities.
Right.
Trade is still, a main driver. Somebody likes to give out the statistic that 90% of the avocados in the United States come through the Rio Grande Valley. So, I mean, this is a very important economic area for the state and for the country. And I think that story is not told enough. The stories that are told about the Rio Grande Valley are very different, right, on the national scale. But what we've got going on here is an economic boom. And we've been in this boom for quite a while. I'm very proud to be the mayor of Edinburgh because the issues that we're dealing with, I think, are a little bit different from a lot of the urban areas around the country. Right. We're not dwindling in size. We're not grappling with budget shortfalls because we're losing populations. What we're dealing with is infrastructure needs, really more than anything else, because the pace of growth has been so rapid that city leaders, county leaders, right, we really need to put our heads together and make sure that we're keeping up with all of those infrastructure needs.
Well, I was recently talking to the mayor, McCallum, and he was having a similar conversation and really celebrating how you all work together in the Rio Grande Valley, and you don't see it as competing, but you see the need is that great to how do we make it move faster?
Yeah, absolutely. Regionalism is a big thing down here amongst the current generation of leadership. That wasn't always the case. And I mean, I think that's pretty clear. For a long time, you know, the Valley was basically a lot of individual fiefdoms all kind of fighting each other for resources. But you've seen that movement change, especially over the last, 10, 15 years. Some really good examples of that. The UT Rio Grande Valley used to be two separate colleges, one in Edinburgh, one in Brownsville. They came together to make one system under the UT umbrella so that we can have more funding, permanent university funds, and it's done wonders, right? We've got all kinds of science buildings, research going on at UTRGV. We have Division I football now in Edinburgh.
They did really well this year.
They did. They were undefeated at home. We think Edinburgh's a stronghold, right, for our vaqueros. And that's just one example. The regional mobility planning organization, our local MPO, is bringing in more transportation dollars because we combined them across counties as opposed to the counties fighting with each other over these dollars. And so I think, you see a lot more regionalism going on, and it's helpful because it brings more resources to the area. Combined, the Rio Grande Valley has has, you know, millions of people living here. And then when you take into account the border as well and our borderplex, I mean, we've got, you know, 4 or 5 million people in a square area that's similar to the size of Houston and the surrounding suburbs. And so this area has a lot of economic potential, and we just need to be able to grab the resources that we deserve so that this area can continue to grow.
Well, and it's a place, I appreciate you talking about the borderplex, because there's global brands and companies that move to the borderplex and seem to know more about that opportunity than maybe our fellow Texans in San Antonio, mm-hmm. because they see that economic value and they understand that the ebbs and flows of the U.S. economy happen, but it's a lot slower on the impact down in regions like the Rio Grande Valley, where you've kind of hedged that with diversity in industry, with a great workforce, and then with the cross-border relationships that continue to drive the trade that you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely true. I mean, you can go all the way back. I think, you know, I'm really proud of my dad. I say this a lot. I think he's the greatest mayor our city of Edinburgh has ever seen. He was really there on the cusp when this boom kind of started, right, in the early 90s. NAFTA, I think, did a lot to kind of to change a lot of those visions of what the future of the Rio Grande Valley can be, shifting away from an agricultural kind of mindset and economy, more to the retail, industrial manufacturing, right, that you're seeing now. And so, you know, going through that time period, you know, the 90s all the way up to now, you're right. We've seen, depressions, recessions, right, whatever, in the United States. The Rio Grande Valley has been, for the most part, insulated from a lot of the shocks. Obviously, right. Business slows down here when it does across the rest of the country. But you haven't really seen the collapse of industries. You've seen very steady growth and then massive growth and then steady growth. Right. So our area is very resilient economically.
Well, and I think it's attracting that engineer and technical skill set to come work in aerospace, automotive, all agriculture. HEB is if you want to see Edinburgh, McAllen, the Rio Grande Valley, walk through your produce aisle at HEB.
Right.
And you're seeing a lot of the efforts of that work. But these people are coming from around the world and around the country and deciding to stay in the Rio Grande Valley. They're really enjoying the quality of life, the cost of living, and then just the cultural aspects that the Rio Grande Valley affords. I see a lot of people moving to that borderplex and falling in love with it.
Absolutely. Like I said, there's a lot of opportunity. It's a booming area, a big population base, but we really don't have the level and the quality of services that other urban areas around the state do. And so when a new franchise comes down here, I mean, it more often than not becomes the number one performing, you know, franchise restaurant in the country down here in the Rio Grande Valley. And you see this play out kind of over and over again. So I really think this region is starved for more of those quality offerings, whether it be in retail, in dining, in professional services. This place really, I think, has a lot of purchasing power that's not fully understood by companies outside of this area. But, you know, when they do move down here, I think they see, right, the success is there.
Well, it's great to hear. And then it just doubles down on the services that you do offer as a city and how residents enjoy living in Edinburgh today. Mm-hmm. And that's a generational population that has grown, but they've grown in their community. They serve in their community. Everyone is out there and very excited about RGV. And that sense of pride is always fun to come across because it does improve that quality of life and make it a lot more fun when you have your events that Edinburgh has. Mm-hmm. And I'm certain Edinburgh has some great quality of life events for its residents.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're known as the city of festivals. I mean, we literally have festivals in our city all throughout the entire year. And it's everything from cultural festivals, where the United States Navy is coming up on its 250th birthday. And they've chosen the city of Edinburgh to have a celebration week. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We have one of the best UFO festivals in the world, literally.
All right.
And so, you know, the city of Edinburgh has a lot of quality of life offerings kind of across the board. And there's more to come. The city of Edinburgh has the largest arena south of San Antonio. We've got G League basketball team that plays there that's won the championship, right? And so there's a lot. The city of Edinburgh, I think, has a lot to offer currently, And then going into the future, you know, Edinburgh is one of these unique areas. We're situated in this huge metropolitan hub of McAllen, Farr, Mission, Weslaco, right? These cities all blend together when you're down here. You drive through one and you don't know where one starts and the other one stops. Edinburgh is unique in the sense that we are not landlocked in our current geographic footprint. We have tons of room to grow to the north of Edinburgh. We have lots of available growth opportunities along the expressway that's very heavily traveled. And so I think looking forward into the future, Edinburgh is going to be seen as the growth opportunity. And so as industry relocates, as opportunities are looked for regional development, I really think Edinburgh is going to be the hub for a lot of that, because naturally we're just the ones that have the land available for people to develop on.
Well, and for site selectors, what an exciting opportunity to find greenfield highway structures that you can go in there and work with a region. Mm-hmm. And a regional solution that says, here are the services and what you need, and this is why this piece of dirt in Edinburgh is a great place to put it. And I imagine you put a lot of efforts, your city puts a lot of efforts into attracting those site selectors.
Yes, absolutely. We have a very active economic development corporation. And then the city itself, right, is always looking to bring in more of these outside services. Edinburgh does, in fact, have a growth mindset. As I mentioned before, right, the challenge for us is how to grow responsibly, so that we're not giving away the resources of the future, but that we're doing it in a way that's going to sustain that growth over the long term. But we've had, you know, generations of really good leadership in Edinburgh that have had that mindset. And I'm just, you know, honored to be able to kind of continue that tradition.
And where would people go to find more information about Edinburgh or your economic development opportunities or your quality of life? If you're already a resident, where would you direct people?
Yeah, really easy. The internet is always the first place to start, right? So you can go to cityofedinburgh.com. That's the city's official website. And there's all kinds of resources on there. We have this great GIS map, for example, where you can see all of the development that's going on in the city of Edinburgh, from subdivisions to infrastructure projects that the city is doing. It's all available there. If you go to edinburgharts.com, that has a lot of the festival schedules. It has a lot of the quality of life programs and offerings that the city provides. But also on social media, the city has a very robust social media platform. Our Facebook page, I think, has about 100,000 followers. And we have a very good communications department that is continuously pumping out stories about what's going on in the city of Edinburgh and highlighting all the great things that are going on.
Well, we so appreciate you spending time with us today and telling us so much about what's going on in Edinburgh, the Rio Grande Valley as a whole region. But that's the exciting part of people like you that are serving the communities, coming back with a historical reference, but also this vision of a fantastic future for the region that does keep people living in the Rio Grande Valley, enjoying a quality of life, and being great citizens. And that's exciting to see in city leadership.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes. And this is really just is the tip of the iceberg. I'm also very easily reachable on social media myself. If anybody ever has any questions about the region, I myself do videos every day highlighting what's going on here in Edinburgh. So please, you know, stay in touch, stay engaged. I love to hear from people and I'm always trying to be accessible.
Well, Mayor Ochoa, thank you so much for the time today, introducing us to your wonderful city. And we look forward to sharing that message broadly and saying there is a lot to be done and a lot happening already down in the Rio Grande Valley and in Edinburgh, Texas.
Thank you for the platform and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us at the Building Texas Show. We're excited to share stories from across the state covering the future of work and what Texas is going to look like over the next 50 years. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.